My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Nice to have you along. The Stock Watch coming up next. And we'll have in the news. You know the routine. It's Monday. Switching gears to the NFL here. We had some late-breaking news today. And it is that Bryce Young has been benched.
I'm really surprised. Not because Bryce Young isn't bad. I mean, he's the worst quarterback in the NFL as far as starters go. Carolina's a bottom three roster, and that's, you can't debate that. I mean, you knew that going into the season. I know you spent some money in the offseason. You went out and got a couple guards. You know, you went and got Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis, you know, Jadeveon Clowney, which whatever, you know, he's a decent guy when you put him amongst a better group of guys. You got rid of Brian Burns. You don't have a real number one. In fact, I don't even know if you have a number two receiver. You know, there's just, I don't know where the top end talent is. Your best defensive player, he's out for the year. So it's just not a good roster, like top to bottom. Bottom three, maybe the worst roster in the NFL when you throw your quarterback in there. You went out and got Canales. So he was brought in to try to rescue Bryce Young. You know, you thought you had something in the preseason, and in the first 2 weeks, it's been dreadful. But unless Canales and their GM are already worried about being fired, I don't understand, by going to Andy Dalton, are you trying to win four games? You know, this is not, they're under no circumstances, this anywhere near even a 7 or an 8 win team, let alone a playoff team. So unless you've just already decided that there is just zero chance, and I mean zero, that Bryce Young can ever do anything for you, or you're trying to rescue Bryce Young for himself and you think that maybe sitting for a while can calm him and maybe you can try to bring him back, although it doesn't really sound like that's what they're saying they're doing here. It sounds like they're just done with him. This is kind of confusing to me.
Well, his quarterback rating is 44.
Yeah, it's bad. It's Zach Wilson bad.
That is worse than Caleb Williams and Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Who are ranked 30th and 31st in the NFL so far.
Yeah.
So, Bryce Young dead last. So, there's maybe an element of it where you kind of have to bench him. He's so bad.
It's possible.
Like, it's not just any old quarterback. Yeah. He is. You saw some of him.
Yeah, it's
really bad.
It was that bad last year too. So.
And I feel like, well, but it's a new coach, yeah. And I feel like the new coach is going, well, coaches don't think like, well, we're not going to win that many games anyway, so let's just go with him. No, yeah. Their job is to win games and put their team in a position to succeed, even if they don't have great players. I mean, that's their job.
Yeah.
And I saw a thing last week that was talking about it was an email that listed the point spread difference between a starting quarterback and the backup quarterback should the starter go down.
Sure.
Okay, so, and it listed every team in the NFL.
Because most guys, outside of quarterbacks, most players don't even move a line a point.
Well, a lot of these guys did. I mean, yes. Lamar Jackson.
The only position.
Lamar Jackson getting hurt was like worth a touchdown. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, you know the guys.
Yep.
Now, all the way down at the bottom of that was Bryce Young and Andy Dalton. In other words, the Panthers, in the eyes of odds makers, are a better team with Andy Dalton than they are with Bryce Young. And that's exactly why the coach made the switch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I just look at it from a long-term perspective. And this is why this may be the worst organization top to bottom in sports right now. I mean, think about over the last handful of years, right? You got rid of Christian McCaffrey, best back in the NFL. You got rid of your number one receiver, legitimate number one receiver in DJ Moore. You got rid of one of the better young pass rushers in Brian Burns. You've been the worst team for a number of years. What do you have to show for it? Like, when you go through all of that, show me on this roster where any of that has benefited. You've gone through coaches. Your owner is literally in pissing matches with bar owners. Like, I mean, this is, now that Daniel Snyder is gone, right? We're like, who's going to, whenever there's like someone leaves, the void, like who fills the void as like the biggest joke, in the NFL, I think it's the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, look, the other thing about the Bryce Young thing, and they not only took him ahead of CJ Stroud, and how foolish that looks now, but they traded two ones and two twos and DJ Moore to do it.
There's just nothing. I don't know. If you're the Carolina Panthers, there is nothing to point to a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the only team you can say that about. I mean, it is just it's dreadful right now. So if you think Andy Dalton is the answer to your problems, I mean, God bless you.
Well, they don't have an answer to their problems.
Well, then I don't understand why you don't just keep seeing if maybe for the love of God, Bryce Young can do something. But I'm not there every day. Maybe in practice it's even worse.
Well, or he's going to lose the team.
It's possible.
I mean, you can't just come in your first year and half the team's like, dude, why are you rolling this guy out there? He's terrible. And then lose the whole locker room.
Think how bad, can we all remember how bad Zach Wilson was? Do we all remember that, right? Zach Wilson got 20 plus games. He got, I think, 14 starts and 9 starts before they were like, okay, we can't.
Yeah.
We can't
do this I would anymore. Argue, and as bad as Zach Wilson was, I would argue he showed more flashes. Than Bryce Young.
Yes.
I mean, Bryce Young hasn't shown anything.
This is like this is like Josh Rosen a little bit.
Remember? Yeah.
Like he was there for like a year.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I guess we need
instantly,
Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Instantly benched.
It's bad.
So really bad. I was looking.
Especially when the other guy, CJ Stroud, who so much for the sophomore slump, CJ Stroud is a top 4 quarterback in the NFL right now, year 2. He's doing stuff back there. He just looks, he's the guy. Everyone says like, he is him. And that just makes
and it's
you
just
look
so
foolish.
As good as Stroud is as bad as Young is, and Young may even be worse than that, and how they thought that was close.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's not an exact science drafting quarterbacks. I understand that.
But it makes you look
but
bad.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. It's like when you draft Greg Oden instead of Kevin Durant.
But see, that's different. That's a stray.
Right, hey.
He got hurt.
When you have to make a choice between two and you pick one.
Whoa.
And it ends up being an unmitigated disaster for whatever reason, dude. That will stick to you. And
of course,
Carolina, this sticks to you.
Of course, it sticks to you. But I think the reason does matter. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, making that trade and seeing Bryce Young is better than C.J. Stroud. It's not like Bryce Young continues to get hurt.
No, it's just
he just sucks.
I said in week one, I've never seen it before. There was a play in week one where the pocket was collapsing on him and he couldn't see over the line, so he jumped. He jumped and threw a Tim Tebow, not goal line. This is like middle of the field. He jumped and tried to throw the ball over the line. Never seen it. Never seen it before in all my years of watching the NFL. And so, you know, it's just the trolls. It's just so easy to do. Vancouver 4 text line. Any truth to the rumor that they tried to bench Bryce Young during the game, but he couldn't see over the line to see the coach benching him? When Bryce Young goes to the sidelines, does he get a booster seat? I mean, I feel bad for the kid because it just...
Yeah, you're right. It's like, it's not...
It's just so easy.
It's not just a guy playing bad. No. It's embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be like if Kyler Murray really sucked. Yes. Like the diminutive stature doesn't help him at all either, because they're like... Yeah. With other guys who have big arms and big frames, you can at least see what people saw there. But with, like, this diminutive guy, you're like, what is this?
Yeah, I've actually heard this from several GMs talk about this. They say, if you're going to miss on the freak... Because at least if you miss on the freak, you can say...
Everyone else saw
you
it.
You can justify it.
Anthony Richardson, which, by the way, can we stop with the love fest for Anthony Richardson? He's a bad quarterback.
Right now.
He's bad. Not that he can't get better, but at least if you miss on Anthony Richardson, someone can point to that and be like, he throws the ball 65 yards off his back foot. Like, no one has ever been a better athlete. But when you miss on Bryce Young and he looks like an eighth grader. It makes you look that much worse. And that's what's happening.
So
right
I pulled
now.
Up that email. Yeah. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes are 7.5 better than Josh Johnson, and Carson Wentz.
Okay.
And then it goes Josh Allen, Jordan Love, and on down. There are only three quarterbacks who are starters who actually are plus points to their backup. In other words, they're worse teams with their starter.
So obviously he's one.
He's the bottom one. Bryce Young was +1.5. So, in other words, the Panthers are a point and a half better with Andy Dalton, according to the...
Daniel Jones, maybe?
To the odds makers. Yes, Daniel Jones is 1 point better than Drew Lock, or plus one to Drew Lock.
Who's the other one?
Is it Nix?
It's pretty obvious.
Is it Bo Nix?
No, he is... He and Stidham, they've got dead even.
Not for long.
Minshew, O'Connell, dead even. Fields, yeah. Wilson, dead even. The one is a half point.
Who else is
it's obvious.
Kicking rocks out there. I'm sure
he
it is.
Sucks.
I'm just drawing a...
And his coach even called him out.
Why am I... I'm drawing a blank.
Will Levis.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole...
I mean, he did it again.
That's a whole thing.
He is falling down and he flips the ball. Is he doing?
I don't know. He watched... I think someone told him to watch Josh Allen film.
God.
And he's like, you got it. But the problem is... He's watching rookie Josh Allen film. He's watching like all the bad cut-ups of bad Josh Allen. I think someone just did the old... Remember in the Brady Bunch when like they did the fake playbook? I think that's what someone did to Will Levis. Some other like nefarious coach gave him a cut-up of terrible Josh Allen and was like, study this. Because it doesn't always look that bad. And then he just reverts back to whatever the hell that is. They've lost two games they have no business losing, and it's kind of because of Will Levis.
All right, Stockwatch coming up next. What we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on 1080 The Fan.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. Sometimes divorce happens. You need an attorney. You know?
Yeah, you do. I don't think... Can you just do that on your own? Can you just be like, that's it. I'm out of here.
I'm done. Bye-bye.
I think some people do, right? They don't get an attorney. They just...
Yeah. And I don't think that works that often.
Seems like the poorer way to go.
I miss the olden days where you could just like move like one town over. You just like, I'm leaving, and then like
you
just
I think left. You can still do that, right?
Fortunately now with the internet and whatnot, they track you down. But back in the day, you just moved like, you didn't have to move a state. You just move a couple towns and like, hey, what happened to him? Don't know.
It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time.
Well, we'd already been discussing the Florida situation, Billy Napier, and the things going on down in Gainesville. Something stood out to me from that game, though, and it had nothing to do with what was going on the field. Take a listen to Jesse Palmer taking shots at a Florida fan in the stands.
He's got a mustache. Can't see it now, but he's whipping his hand with his shirt. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. I'm going to say that guy's in the friend zone.
Listen, you are a top analyst. I'm just going to say, you know how to give analysis.
Years of relationship and dating. I see it up close and personal in my other job, and I think I'm going to say he's a good listener.
Bachelor Nation is in desperate need of this kind of analysis, Katie.
Don't kick a man while he's down, Jesse. Leave him alone.
No, I think he's a great guy. I didn't say he's a bad guy. I'm just saying, I don't think he's dating anybody in the shot right now. I think he's...
By ourselves, that we need more analysts giving analysis on the dating games of some college kids in the stands.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I do love the courage of Jesse Palmer to comment there.
One of the most handsome men on the planet.
Well, yeah, easy for you to say, Jesse.
He's right that Jesse Palmer uniquely equipped to criticize or to analyze that, you know, because he is... Well, I'm sure he's cut through a wide swath, but also he was on The Bachelor, right? Yes. Wasn't he The Bachelor?
He was The Bachelor.
He and hosts The Bachelor.
He hosts The Bachelor now. So he sees, you know, that's a man who knows.
Yeah.
Although, a man in the friend zone.
Although, to be fair, like, I went and looked at the clip.
Yeah, I haven't seen the clip.
First off, my man's wearing, he's wearing Florida overall striped with no shirt underneath.
And he's got the mustache going.
He's got the mustache. I'm telling you, in SEC country, that guy's doing fine.
I think so, too.
You know, he's not... Like, when I first heard this clip, I was like, oh, boy. I thought we were going to see, like... You know, I thought we were going to see Jethro. Dude, the dude's growing an ironic mustache. You go to any...
You got a drunk frat kid out there.
I was at the Farewell Fest down in Bend, like, a month or two ago. Dude, I saw, like, 1,000 kids that looked just like this dude, shirtless, that shouldn't have been shirtless, with bad mustaches. And they all had ladies. This guy's doing fine. Yeah, I mean, Palmer's just, he's a little sensey with the whole Florida thing, but that kid's doing fine.
Yeah, I think I'm with Palmer. I'm watching it now. Yeah, that guy's not getting any tut. At least in that photo, he's right.
He's doing fine.
I'm sure there's something out there for him, but that wasn't the point. The point was, he's saying he's friend-zoned with all of those girls around him, and I think that's exactly right.
I do like the analysis, and yes, we need more.
And by the way, there are like 5 girls surrounding him.
Yeah.
Well, let's move over to the NFL, where Malik Willis got the start for Jordan Love, who was injured. There was a play, a 3rd and long, in which he never threw the football. His head coach had this to say after the game.
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that 3rd down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that, because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation, and it's 3rd down, and I've never had a throw with vomit on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
God. Did you ever throw up on the ball?
No.
I was going to ask.
I've heard it happen.
My question is, buy or sell the most unique circumstances for not throwing a football in a game?
No. Oh. That's...
Well, Zeke would be qualified to.
That's pretty high up there. I've heard. I mean, there have been clips you've seen of O linemen throwing up, and so it's happened with the center puking. I've never heard a quarterback say that he didn't throw the ball because of it. But if you've got a ball that's slick with yak, I mean, I understand why you don't let it loose.
Other reasons?
Boy, I'm trying to think of one. I mean, I don't know. I've seen a quarterback take a sack because he was going to soil himself. I've seen that one before, where he felt the diarrhea and he didn't feel like he could run. So he just kind of, he folded.
Well, what does that have to do with the football?
Well, no, but you said reasons to not throw the ball. Not to throw a ball? This was a reason to not extend a play. Oh. He thought he was going to, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking more like, what could get on the ball out there? I mean, obviously.
That's probably the
snot
only.
Snot and puke and.
Yeah, that's the only.
Pee and.
That's the only.
Yeah.
That's the only. Well, I mean, the
mud.
I have had it before because I, and I'm not the only one. A lot of linemen do. In really hot weather, I would just pee myself. And it, like, I mean, on a hot day down in Florida, I'd pee myself, you know, 9-10 times a game. And I know some of the quarterbacks that was troublesome because their hands are under there, but, you know, what are you going to do? But that was no reason to not throw a football. That's probably number one. Puke on the ball, you will probably never have another situation where it said, why didn't you throw it, and come up with a weirder explanation than that.
Despite it being football season, couple baseball buy and sells
yes.
for you.
The
first one comes to us from San Francisco. This is Elliot Ramos.
Throw down around the knees, you're going to get some serious tilt.
Down the line! This game is tied, and now we want to find out if that went into the water.
Because if it did, there's never been a right-handed hitter that has done it since this ballpark opened its doors in 2000.
So, Elliot Ramos with a unique feat at San Francisco's Oracle Park this weekend, the first right-handed batter to hit a home run on the fly out to right field. So it's been over 2,000 games at that park. No Giant nor any Giants opponent.
Will hit it into the water.
Has hit it on the fly into the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy or sell, that makes it the most impressive home run of the season.
Hmm. Boy, I hadn't thought about that, but.
Well, what are other candidates?
I mean,
I don't know, absolute launch jobs.
Aaron Judge
or
Grand Slam the other day was pretty
that
bad.
Was pretty epic.
Soto
yeah.
hit one. I thought Soto may have had the longest one this year. I don't remember what ballpark it was, but he damn near hit it out of it. I mean, off the top of my head, I you know, if that's true and that's unique like that, then yeah, I'd say that's the most impressive home run.
Well, I can't think of another one.
No.
Well, then let me try this one on you, because here, this is Randy Arozarena, and I have seen hitters do this for one pitch before. I have not seen this entire sequence play out like this. If you missed this in the Mariners game, this was wild.
That'll bring up Randy Arozarena. There he is stepping out. Before the pitch got to the plate, then the pitch was outside, ball one. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Steps out again, and it's ball two. New to me, Rick. Help me out.
We've talked about it before. I don't know why he doesn't, but he's got to be very confident with one strike or two.
Here's the 2-0. Stepped out again, ball three.
Wow, three in a row. That's a first.
I hear you.
I've never seen him do that three pitches in a row.
Well, maybe he's looking for a cookie right here, 3-0. Hope he mashes it. Let's see. 3-0. He looks loaded there. Here's the pitch. And yeah. There he goes! Oh, baby! Left field! Facing in the upper deck, Randy Arozarena! He got what he wanted, a 3-0 cookie, and the Mariners lead 5-0. Wow!
Sometimes a hitter sets up a pitcher. And I think that was a classic example right there. He steps out, ball one. He steps out again, ball two. He steps out again, ball three. I'm swinging. And Garavito comes in with a strike, and he just mashed it off the facing of the upper deck in left field. Holy smokes, what a shot by Randy Arozarena.
Randy baited the trap, and Garavito took it hook, line, and sinker. And goodbye. Goodness gracious, what? That was amazing.
You're telling me he did that on purpose?
Watch the clip. The Mariners have posted it. I don't understand it. This is buy or sell the most unique home run you've ever seen. The way that he's stepping out of the box dismissive, as if he had wanted like time to be called. Three pitches in a row. Like, I don't know if he's daring the guy to throw a strike. I don't know if he's trying to get in his head.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like this.
There's no way he baited him.
It's like, I don't think you can throw a strike, and then it's 3-0. He picks one spot, one location,
yeah,
and he's like, see you later.
I am watching this right now. That guy, I did not see this over this weekend. I only watch football, and I said I was out of the country. I'm kind of blown away right now.
I was too.
I've never seen anyone do that twice, let alone three pitches in a row.
I've seen a guy do it when a new pitcher comes in and he's like throwing two balls and they step out for the third or something like that. Like just as a almost like showing bunt to get in his head, but I've never seen anyone try to do this for an entire bat.
Yeah, I mean he threw 92 right at the knees.
See, that to me is on the pitcher. I mean
for sure. You can't throw a cookie.
That's a meatball.
Yeah, you throw a cookie there because you think he's stepping out. What do you think he's I don't know. I don't think you can guarantee that he's stepping out on that fourth pitch. He's probably taking, but when you put one right there, he's going to step in and mash it.
Gosh. I don't know. If he did that, if he actually set that up, that is one of the more amazing things that I've ever seen.
I think we should see more of this.
I think that's a
good strategy.
It seemed like borderline disrespectful, like dunking on somebody or like baiting a basketball defender so you can cross him over or something.
What? Wow. Holy cow. Yeah, that I am legitimately stunned.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff. Oh, hey, Randy.
2 weeks left in the baseball season.
4.5 back of the Astros, and I think 2.5 back of the Tigers, if I'm not mistaken.
Careful.
Think they make it?
Who, the Mariners?
Yeah.
No.
Right. No.
I don't.
No.
Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next, what is with all the school threats? That's next. Here's Buck.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, back to super hot, cool football talk coming up here on our show. After all, it is Monday. But right now, it is September 16, 2024. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, all of you. Well, maybe not all of you, but some of you. Most of you. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Stay Away from Seattle Day.
I did not. Went right through the teeth of it today.
What a bad day to go through Seattle.
No traffic, though. Breezed right through.
And it is National Guacamole Day.
Oh, I had guacamole this weekend. It's not today. Had it yesterday. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of mid. It was a mid guac.
Can happen.
But I do like it.
Was it at a restaurant?
Yeah, it was at a little bar. It was fine. Good chips. Guac, it was okay.
Well, if you're at just a bar, should you expect good guac?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, you mix it in with some salsa. And again, nice warm chips. Warm chips is a game changer. If you know that you've got mid guac and salsa, heat up the chips. It's going to mask it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll forget about the guac.
Yeah.
Well, if you're heading from Vancouver to... Oh, wait, sorry. From Portland to Vancouver tonight.
Which don't. I can't help it. How am I supposed to get home?
Well, no, you're fine. This is after 11.
Oh. Whew.
So if you need between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. tonight and tomorrow morning, if you need to get from Portland to Vancouver...
You're screwed.
You are not going to be crossing the Interstate Bridge.
Damn it.
They are closing it for maintenance.
I saw they were... today when I drove across it, there were some... there were some work crews, and boy, I'll tell you what, that was some sketchy looking stuff out there. Like they have.
What do you mean?
Well, like they were working. I don't know, like you described it, but it's like a foot down from where the bridge is, and they have little kind of walkways in between the the pillars. It just seems like a very precarious place to be working. And they had the hard hat boys down there, and they were doing some stuff. And I thought to myself, because I was sitting in traffic, not moving on the bridge because of the wreck. And I looked over there, and I had that thought of no, I don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, that's one of those things where they'll say maintenance work, and I mean,
I don't know what they were doing.
I have no clue what they're doing. Even if I see them doing it, I don't know what they're doing, and so I just trust that they're doing it right.
Well, I didn't know that they were down there, but it looked like, and I'm assuming this is like some of the rooms that like move the bridge up and down. But like there were little doors like underneath the bridge that they were going in and out of and doing stuff. I don't know.
Wild scene.
But it was like, because you're never, when you're on the bridge, you're just going over it. But now I had the nice, long, prolonged, like, looking at them. And I was trying to figure out what they were doing. And I've come to the conclusion they were doing a good job.
They were preparing for maintenance. Oh, were they?
Yeah. With all of my bridge engineering knowledge that I've recruited over the years, let me tell you, thought they were doing a good job. Way to go, boys.
I wonder, do those guys get to pick the color of their hard hats?
These were orange, if I remember correctly. Orange. I think they were orange hard hats.
Because sometimes you can get the yellow ones and the white ones.
The yellow ones, the whites. Yeah, I think these were the oranges, if I'm not mistaken. And then they had the bright color vests and, you know, down there getting it done. And I don't want to be down there. Like I said, looked a little sketchy.
A minor was arrested after several threats against Longview Public Schools were posted online last week.
For God's sakes, can we stop threatening and stop shooting things?
Well, we've got a lot of school threats here recently.
Yeah.
We had another in Eugene. This one was a middle school down there.
Yeah.
Today, they were out of school because of that.
Good. Well, I mean, we're threatening schools. We're threatening political candidates. Can we just stop shooting everybody? Knock it off.
Oh, we had the Sweet Home one. Wasn't that Sweet Home?
That was it. Yeah. I don't like it. It's no good.
We had another one, too. Oh, Mountain View.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although that turned out not to be a school shooting. That turned out to just be two dudes that didn't like each other that happened to be outside of the school. Is it sad when we're like, oh, that's not so bad?
There was beef.
There was beef. You can't have beef. Not when there's guns involved.
Well, stop threatening schools, okay?
Yeah. It's like breakdance fight or something. Come up with a more sensible way. I don't know. Rock, paper, scissors, or Pokemon. I don't know. Do something besides shoot each other.
Well, guys, the October 9th Jane's Addiction show at Memorial Coliseum has been canceled.
Damn it.
As has the rest of that tour.
I watched the reason why on Twitter.
Yeah, it's
all over the place.
It's a whole thing. So I don't know if you saw this, but Perry Farrell,
the lead singer of Jane's Addiction.
The lead singer of Jane's Addiction, who is 65 years old and looks just terrible.
Can I ask you a
question? And mainly, it's not drug. I mean, well, it's probably drugs, but he looks terrible because of just too much plastic surgery. He looks very weird.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I think he's kind of always.
Yeah, no, he's strange duck.
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
But they've got a little Van Halen with David Lee Roth thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Where. From what I understand, because they haven't played in 13 years together or something like that. So they go out on this tour, and that's a pretty badass band. I'm sorry, Jane's Addiction is good.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And Dave Navarro is criminally underrated.
Great guitar player.
And by all accounts, it sounds like, because they've been playing some shows, it sounds like the band sounds great, but Perry Farrell is a mess.
Didn't he take a swing at him?
It's a bit like David Lee Roth and Van Halen. So so this show was in Boston, and there's a lot of reasons going around about why. But basically, the bottom line is that Perry Farrell is all messed up and on drugs and having mental health problems. And the band came out and canceled the rest of the tour today and said he needs to go get help because he confronted Dave during the show. They're fighting during the show. He took a swing at him.
There's a song going on, and he kind of, bounces over to him and, bumps him while he's playing. And then
Dave starts
putting his hands up and then, yelling at him. And then Farrell, tries to take a swing, and before you know it, you got, a stagehand on there trying to help out.
Yeah, he can't.
And the show, and they roll Farrell out of there. The band walks off the stage, and that's the end of Jane's Addiction. And it might be the last time we ever see them.
How very Axl Rose of him.
Very much so.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and then his wife was on there saying a bunch of stuff about why. But who cares why? Just freaking...
Don't punch your band member?
Yeah, just get your ass together.
You'd think that for the sake of gobs of money that you could hold it together for 2 hours a night, but turns out...
Well, it sounds like he's on a lot of drugs.
Well, the Eagles had this, right? Remember when Don Fry was trying to kill...
Glenn Fry.
Yeah, Glenn Fry, and he was going after Felder. It happens.
Yeah.
I think he waited at least until they were off the stage before he tried to kill him.
They definitely hated each other, but...
They were smart enough to know to, keep it going for a bit.
What if Navarro does a spinoff act called Perry's Addiction?
Oh, that's fantastic.
I don't think you got to find someone to sing.
Yeah.
That's the problem is that in these bands, the lead singer, with the exception of a handful of bands, the lead singer really kind of have a lot of pull, especially
his voice is very unique.
Well, especially when it's your band. You can't kick Axl Rose out of Guns N' Roses. Metallica can't kick James Hetfield out of the band. It's his band.
Maybe when Noel and Liam get in a fight and their tour gets canceled, Jane's Addiction can go get Noel.
Yeah, just maybe do a swap sort
or
of
Noah.
Thing.
Is it Noah?
Noel.
Noel Gallagher Noel. And Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can
just
go get
trade,
Noel.
Right?
Yeah.
The Gallagher brothers hate each other, so give one of them to Jane's Addiction and let Perry Farrell go and take a swing at the other brother.
I do feel like Liam Gallagher and Perry Farrell are perfect for each other.
Yeah, they can just be weird and pissed off at one another, and away you go. The worst one, though, is still, David Lee Roth. I mean, that may be the king of all. No one can get along with him, and I mean nobody.
Well, he's crazy.
He is crazy.
And I think that we're finding out that Perry Farrell is, too. Yeah.
Remember when we saw Van Halen, on the farewell tour, and Dave spent, 20 minutes talking about how he moved to Japan?
Yeah.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen at a show.
Well, I don't know if you've read up on what was happening at the Jane's Addiction shows. The same stuff. It was Perry Farrell up there spitting about crap that, the whole band... At one point, they said that Dave... Perry Farrell was going off about something stupid, much like David Lee Roth was at the show we went and saw. And nobody cares, and it's just rambling, and it's what are you even talking about? there was one point where Dave played a couple notes, like, loud, yeah, to get him to shut up.
So like they're playing someone off the stage at the awards show.
Yeah, so they're saying that this has been building for a long time, where they just are done with Perry, and he finally snapped, and
yeah.
And they say hopefully he gets the help he needs. But if you had tickets to the Jane's Addiction show on October 9th at the Memorial Coliseum, you are not going.
It's a bummer because I'm sure there's a lot of diehard fans that were excited, and yeah, no, go see a cover band.
All right, up next. Portland continues to kick ass in the bad traffic department.
All right.
This is in the news on The Fan. Okay, so after this song, what is Jane's Addiction's best? Because that's that. Ben Caught Stealing is a jam.
I think this is by far their most famous.
It's their most popular song.
Yeah.
But it's also a jam. I mean, come on.
I've always really liked Jane Says. That's been on the top of my list. Also, though, you have to remember that song Superhero was the opening credits for Entourage forever.
Oh, yeah.
Can you play that?
Kind of forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, I can. Hold on.
I don't remember that song. Hey, all right. Jane's Addiction. Apparently, there's some addiction issues.
Let's see what you did there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're rolling up in their, like, suicide door sports car. Vinny and the boys cruising down Sunset or Hollywood Boulevard.
You smiling by my table. Had a call up every woman I date.
Good band.
Not anymore.
Sorry, Jane, whoever you are. All right. This is in the news, September 16, 2024. Hello. Thank you. Newsman here. Thank you. No, please. Thank you. Big night in the sky Tuesday.
What do we got on Tuesday?
We have a harvest moon.
Oh, that's a big night?
Your boy, what's his nuts? Who's
Neil
the guy? Neil Young, harvest moon.
If you meet
your
him,
dear friend.
If you meet him in an airport, be prepared. You're going to sit down and have a conversation with him. He smells exactly like you think he would smell.
The harvest moon, or closest full moon to the autumnal equinox?
Is that what that is?
Did I get that right?
I don't know.
Will also be a supermoon, appearing larger and brighter in the night sky. And if that wasn't enough, there will also be a partial lunar eclipse.
All right. Well, that's kind of cool.
All tomorrow night.
So, Breakout Harvest Moon, which is a great album by the great Neil Young.
That's a good song, too.
Well, it's a great song. It's a whole, it's one of his, in my opinion, one of his best albums. So, you know, sit down and listen to some Neil Young and check out the moon.
The lunar eclipse will begin when the moon enters the Earth's partial shadow at 8:41 Eastern time. So it'd be 5:41 here.
Yeah, we're going to miss that because of this, you know.
We'll be on the air.
It
will be difficult to notice until the top edge of the moon begins entering the full shadow at 10:13 p.m. Eastern time. Things are looking up for you. That's 7:13, Jace.
It's kind of
on your way home.
Yeah. Well, it seems a little weird that like it's before 6 and I'm dealing with, you know, dealing with stuff. You gotta come on, celestial bodies. Some of us gotta work for God's sakes.
I'm guessing that we will see none of this because it's supposed to rain tomorrow and be cloudy.
So we got nothing. We got Lubkus.
The supermoon is, you know, supposed to be pretty badass.
Yeah.
Where it's like 30% brighter
and
about 17% bigger than normal. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool.
Go supermoon, then. And that's something that's nice that I don't have to, like, go, you know. It's always these ones where I have to look at a certain point in the sky and it's got to be, like, 3 in the morning. I'm not dealing with any of that. It's kind of cool that, I don't know, it's regular time of night. I look up and there it is.
Yeah, if you happen to see the moon and you go, wow, that's really big.
Yeah. Supermoon.
It's a supermoon.
Kick ass.
Well, Portland continues to drive poorly.
That's what we do. I saw it today. Traffic was awful.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, except for that one jackass that caused the wreck.
Well, that's all it takes.
Yeah. You piece of garbage!
Portland ranks as the 7th worst city for traffic in the United States. You remember pre-COVID when we were always really bad? And then COVID happened, and then we weren't bad?
I've said it
before. We're back to being bad.
I'm not saying COVID was great. I'm just saying there was good components of it. And traffic and parking, amazing.
I loved COVID.
It was the best part about COVID. Hands down. It's incredible. And now traffic is fully back, and it sucks. Even at 7 o'clock when we get off the air, I encounter traffic going over the bridge like 4 out of the 5 days.
So this is from Consumer Affairs, their Journal of Consumer Research. They have compiled data from 49 major U.S. cities focusing on congestion, longest travel times, and most fatal crashes. And according to the results, Portland's average commute time is below the national average at 25 minutes. But our city's average daily congestion time was bad enough to push Portland into the top 10 worst cities for traffic.
Number one, what? Like L.A., D.C., New York, I'm guessing? Right,
L.A. is number one. Yeah. Washington, D.C. is number two.
You ever driven in D.C.? Dude, that is an S show.
Seattle is number three.
Yeah.
San Francisco, four. New York, five.
Okay.
Denver, six. And Portland, seven. How about Denver?
Yeah. Well, I think us and Denver. A little sneaky,
yeah,
you know.
Because we're not that big.
No.
What's up with that?
No. You would think that there would be others, but, you know. Because you think of the standard ones that you listed. Everyone knows those suck. That goes without question.
You know, Seattle's fatal crash rate is nearly half as bad as Portland's, but its average commute time and hours of congestion were enough to rank it number three.
Well, trying to drive through the city of Seattle during busy times
is rough.
It's just, it's nightmare fuel.
It kind of can't be done. I mean, it can't be done efficiently.
It is just an absolute slog. We just don't have any room to grow. That, and we have no political will to actually improve our infrastructure, so good luck. It ain't getting any better.
There's your In the News for September 16, 2024, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Up next is the Hot 5 at 5, but you already knew that. Or maybe you didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you're new to the show.
Now you're figuring it out.
Guess what? We got this thing called the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh, it's a dadgum mistake.
No one's ever done it in the history of sports radio.
Pretty
as far
unique.
As you know.
5 p.m., we give you the top 5 sports stories.
Now, people may have done the 4 at 4, the 3 at 3, but 5 at 5? Never been done.
You know, quite honestly, it's Jeff Baton Rouge. It's his finest contribution to the fan.
It's his Mona Lisa, if you will.
And we will paint it
next
on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.